Ya burada.
Brothers, come closer for a while, inshallah. Be mindful of those who are still performing salat and come closer, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا Sadaqallahu al-Azim. My dear respected brothers, sisters, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the Qur'an. Allah has granted us such an amana, such a miracle, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presented this to the heavens. He presented it to the earth. He presented it to the mountains. They all refused to take it because of the excessive weight and the responsibility that it would entail to hold up this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presented this Qur'an to the heavens, to the earth, to the mountains. What weight is there that the mountain cannot take? What weight is there that the earth cannot take? And in comparison, how feeble is insan, how weak is insan, and yet insan said that I will take up this responsibility. I will take up the responsibility of shouldering the Qur'an. So he takes this up. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes, إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. Maybe insan didn't understand the weight of this responsibility. Maybe humans did not understand the weight of the responsibility of the Qur'an. And hence, they took it on. Something which the heavens, they said, we cannot take this. It's far beyond us. The earth said, we cannot take it as well. How do we fulfill the right of this? The mountains, they also refused. This is a great responsibility. We will not be able to do the right and fulfill the right of this responsibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Insan took it up. فَأَبَيْنَ أَن يَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَ مِنْهَا وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ. Insan said, I will take this responsibility. How ignorant, how zalim is insan, how deluded, how misguided is insan, that he thought that the responsibility of the Quran would be easy for him to take on, and he took it on. إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. This Quran is such, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The weight of the Quran, as is explained in the ahadith, when Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam used to bring wahi to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so eager to memorize what Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam is bringing so that he does not forget. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he pacified Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam and said, don't worry. We know what you're trying to do. We know that you're trying to repeat it soon as Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam is bringing it down so that you can commit it to memory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse, لا تحرك به لسانك لتعجل به. Don't you move your tongue in haste. Don't move your tongue in haste, because we will commit it to your memory. The wazan and the weight of the Quran, that when the wahi was coming on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mufassirin have described that how and the impact that it would have on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he would start sweating. He would start getting drenched in sweat because of the wazan and the weight of the wahi. The Quran that we take so lightly today, the Quran that we take and we sit down with it, with wudu, without wudu, turning the pages, sitting relaxed, the endurance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that he said, the most difficult time upon me is when Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam brings the wahi to me. Because the weight of that, the weight of that wahi and the weight of that revelation is so hard for me to take. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she mentions that the effect could be seen on the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How did Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam used to bring the wahi, and when the wahi used to come, it was said that it was like the ringing of bells. Sometimes you cannot identify the jihad and the direction and the simt of where the sound is coming from. It might have been coming from one side, but it seems as though it's coming from everywhere. And this is how it would be on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is sitting, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was resting his head against the lap and the thigh of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. At that time, the wahi began to come. The wahi started coming. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu describes that the weight of that wahi, of course it comes on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but I felt as though my leg was going to break. I felt as though my leg was going to break. This is the weight of the wahi. This is the revelation of the Quran. The Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fixed for us in the month of Ramadan. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. In the month of Ramadan, we reveal the Quran. The Quran is a mu'jiza. Sometimes we undervalue this and we underestimate it. We have muhabbat with everything. We do not have muhabbat with the book of Allah. We will listen to it. Be honest, everybody. Is there anybody here who will say that I finish at least 3 khatams in a whole year? MashaAllah, one person. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. If you're doing it, alhamdulillah. But for the majority of us, we can barely get through one khatam. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us this tawfiq to listen to the Quran in Tarawih. In the month of Ramadan, how much Quran have we read? Have we finished one khatam in the month of Ramadan? We should ask ourselves this question. The Quran is a mu'jizah. The Quran is a miracle. When Quran was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there is a big responsibility of the Quran. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, they understood this responsibility. When we say the Quran is a miracle, there is mu'jiza in the Quran. Such mu'jiza and such miracles in the Quran which cause the chiefs of the Quraysh to kneel before it. That there is nothing like this. We cannot replicate this Quran. These are people who are very well versed in poetry in terms of language and linguistics. They were very well versed, but they could not replicate the kafi of the Quran, the composition of the Quran, the coherence of the Quran. They could not replicate that. One such example I give you of the Quran. It's not to say that just because of this, something that strikes us, it's fascinating. Yes, it is fascinating. But does that bring to prominence the mu'jiza of the Quran itself? No. The Quran is a miracle because Allah has said it's a miracle. The Quran is great because Allah has said it's great. The Quran is a book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, 2-3 people are exempt from this. Abdurrahman is exempt from this. Ibrahim is exempt from this. Okay. Who knows what a palindrome is? A palindrome. Very good, mashallah. The first part mirrors the second part. The first part mirrors the second part. In Surah Yasin, لَالشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَن تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرِ وَلَلَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions. What is he talking about? لَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرِّ لَهَا ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزُ. That it's talking about the sun and the moon. And then it's talking about the celestial cycles and how it orbits. So, a palindrome, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put into this verse. Like for example, the word layl. Lam, ya, la, lam. If you read it the other way, it's still lam, ya, lam. It's spelled layl from front to back and from back to front. Liverpool fans will know Ekitike. Huh? Ekitike is a palindrome as well. So both ways is going the same. Here, لَالشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَن تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرِ وَلَلَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ وَكُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. And I've actually put this down today, so you can see it. كُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. كَاف, لَام, فَا, then يَا. كَاف, لَام, فَا, then يَا. And on the other side, فَا, لَام, and كَاف. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the cycle. And look how it is. Subhanallah. This is a mu'jiza of the Quran. This is just one of many. If you look at some of the mu'jizas of the Quran, hayat, what does hayat mean? Hayat means life. What is the opposite? Mamat, maut. How many times is hayat mentioned in the Quran? 145 times. And how many times is moat mentioned in the Quran? 145 times. Dunya. Dunya is the world. And the opposite of dunya, akhirat. And both have been mentioned 115 times. Malaika. What is malaika? Abdul Rahman, take him upstairs. What is malaika? Angels. And what is the opposite of malaika? Iblis, shayateen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this 88 times in the Quran. Rajul. What is rajul? Man. Opposite of man? Nisa or imra. Okay. So 24. Subhanallah. How many days throughout the year? 365. What is that? In Arabic, days, yawm. 365 times it's been mentioned in the Quran. The months. How many? 12. Shahr. 12 times it's been mentioned in the Quran. This is a mu'jiza of the Quran. And the Quran has been preserved. The Quran has been preserved for us. It's a miracle. And everyone who wants to learn it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will commit it to memory. When you try to learn any other book of any other language, it becomes very difficult. But Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ. So this is telling us that the Quran is not just a book of recitation, but rather the Quran is a book of contemplation. Quran is a book of contemplation. Socho, samjo, understand it. What message is Allah giving? One night will come to Ramadan, we are reading the Quran, we are reciting the Quran. Alhamdulillah, that doesn't say that it's going without any benefit. Alhamdulillah, there is benefit in that. But the objective of the Quran is that what message is Allah giving and what do I need to do? Otherwise, what will happen? You read in the Quran, Ala la'natullahi alal kadhibin, that Allah's curse is upon the liars, and the person who's reading the Quran is lying. What's going to happen now? He's cursing himself. Allah's la'nat is on the zalimin, and the person who is reading the Quran is the zalim himself. So he's cursing himself. The Quran has been preserved all over the deen, all of the whether it is Quranic knowledge or whether it is the ahadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved it in such a way. How many types or how many different riwayats are there of the Quran? Anybody know? How many different ways can we read the Quran? Seven different ways of the Quran, and then you have the Ashara, which is the three more added on to that. Even that, what tariqa do we read? Which Imam do we follow in terms of Qiraat? Imam Hafs. Imam Hafs, and his ustad was Asim Kufi, meaning that he was from Kufa. Now look how this preservation is happening. That Imam Hafs learned from Imam Asim. Imam Asim learned from Zir ibn Hubaysh. Zir ibn Hubaysh learned from Uthman ibn Affan. Uthman ibn Affan learned from Ali ibn Abi Talib. Ali ibn Abi Talib learned from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala learned from Zayd ibn Thabit. And Zayd ibn Thabit was the one who was the scribe of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the one who would compile the Quran. And he in turn learned it from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is preservation of the Quran. Everybody that will learn the Quran from their teachers, it will all come down and it will all go up in this chain. This is preservation. Through the ahadith, we get the same thing as well. Quran is giving us a message. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. The ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ilm of the Quran and the ilm of ahadith are different to the funoon of the dunya. The funoon and the skill of the dunya, you can learn how you want. But the ilm of Quran, the ilm of ahadith, has some special requirements. And the first and foremost requirement of the Quran, in order for you to learn and to understand it, is to have taqwa and piety. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh, Allahu Akbar, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh, what a great imam. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh, a great imam. He says he complained to his ustad once about his weak memory. First, I'll tell you about his memory. How was his memory? Imam Shafi rahmatullah's memory. He wanted to learn a hadith, so he went to Medina and he went to learn from Imam Malik. Imam Malik is the ustad of Imam Shafi as well. So he was traveling, he traveled, and he goes to learn that. So he says, okay, I will go. He's on his safar, he's going on his travels. And he comes, he sits at a distance where the dars is going on. He had heard about Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh. And he thought, I will learn. So he sat down at a distance, he listened to the ahadith. Now, because he's a traveler, he didn't have pen, he didn't have a paper. So he got a twig from the ground. And what he started doing is that he just, whenever Imam Malik is narrating a hadith, so he's just imitating as though he's writing on his hand. He's imitating writing on his hand. Now he's sitting at a distance, but Imam Malik rahmatullah is seeing this very, you know, unusual behavior from this man. And he's seeing everything. And then, as the students were writing, and just like when they were writing, after the break, they put the pen to their mouth. Imam Shafi started doing that with the twig. So he's putting the twig in his mouth as well. Just like you would do with a pen. You know, you just put it to your mouth. So he was doing that as well. Now, they broke off for a while. Imam Malik, he called Imam Shafi. He says, what are you doing? You are messing around in my dars. What were you doing? So he said, I'm writing the hadith down. So he said, let me see. Where have you wrote it? So he shows him his hand, but there's nothing on there. There's nothing on his hand. So he said, how many ahadith did I just mention? So he said, Imam, you mentioned 127 ahadith. You mentioned how many? 127 ahadith. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, he said, okay, forget the 127, just give me 10 ahadith. 10 ahadith you give me. 10 ahadith you give me. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, with the sanad and the ahadith, mentioned all 127 ahadith to Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi took Imam Shafi under his wing. Said, he's my student. Now this great personality, he is complaining to his other ustad. Shakawtu ila waki'in su'a hifzi. He said, I complained to my ustad waki about my weak memory. A man who knows 127 ahadith. We can't even remember what we had for iftar. This is a man whose hafza is so great. And he's saying, Shakawtu ila waki'in su'a hifzi. I complained to my ustad waki about my weak memory. Fa'awsani ila tarkil ma'asi. He made wasiyat to me. Wasiyat is like a parting advice. فأوصاني إلى ترك المعاصي. He told me, let go of sins. فإن العلم, this is why I said, علم is different to فنون. علم, he says, فإن العلم نور من إله. علم is نور from Allah. It illuminates the dark hearts. It gives you the light in this life, and it gives you the light in the grave, and it will give you light in the next life, and it will give you light on the sirat, and it will get you to your destination. فَإِنَّ الْعِلْمَ نُورٌ مِّنْ إِلَٰهٍ. Ilm is nur from Allah. وَنُورُ اللَّهِ لَا يُؤْطَى لِعَاصِي. And the nur of Allah, لَا يُؤْطَى لِعَاصِي, it's not given to the ones who transgress. It's not given to the ones who make gunah. Now think about ourselves. Every day our eyes are going towards haram. Our ears are going towards haram. Our mind is going towards haram. Our tongues are uttering haram. How are we going to bring this Quran into our lives? How are we going to bring this Quran into our lives? Quran requires dedication. It requires mehnat. Give it a chance. Give it a chance. Make you become the people of the Quran, and you will see how Allah elevates you. Because in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not lie. In the hadith it is mentioned, by means of the Quran we will elevate so many people. By means of the Quran we will elevate so many people. Elevation will come because of the Quran. We have to give this Quran the opportunity, and we have to bring it into our lives. What's going to happen after Ramadan? We put the Quran away and that's it. We will not open it again until next week. No. Make it a habit. Please, at least make this niyyah. Quran ka banjo. Become the people of the Quran. Become the people of the Quran. Become the people of deen. Become the people of amal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it easy for those who want to learn. On the one side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, like I started, that it is so heavy. The weight and the burden of the Quran is so heavy that everything refused to accept this responsibility. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِنْ. We've made it easy for those who want to take lesson from this. For those who contemplate, for those who understand, for those who make tadabbur. Shifa of yourself, shifa of the akhirat, shifa of the dunya, everything you will find in the Quran. This is your guidebook. So many times we hear, oh, we should have this class, we should have that class. Alhamdulillah, Monday ke class mein dekh lo kitne log tajweed ke liye aate hain. Huh? Oh, we should have tafsir. Tafsir ke class mein dekh lo kitne log aate hain. Shauk is not there. The desire is not there. And even if it is there, we get bogged down with other responsibilities. That means that we are giving priority to something else. Quran ko samajna, to understand the Quran. We have tafsir every Tuesdays. We have tajweed every Mondays. We want to recite the Quran with tajweed. We want to try and understand it according to the reputable tafasir. We should try and make effort. If somebody is engaged in other responsibilities and therefore they do not get time to attend the classes of the tajweed and the tafsir, then at least make it a habit of your daily life that this is how much Quran you need to read every day. Before, the ulama and the tabi'een, this is why you will see in the Quran, there's manzils. At the bottom of the page, it says manzil 1, manzil 2, manzil 3, all the way till 7. 7 manzils. That means they would finish the Quran in 1 week. They would finish the Quran in 1 week. We have no muhabbat, we have no love, we have no desire. We have to awaken that. The month of Ramadan gives us this opportunity. This is why we have to ask Allah. Oh Allah, make us people of the Quran. Allah, make us people of the Quran. Ya Allah, we are far away from the Quran. Ya Allah, we are so far away from the Quran, not even reciting the Quran, not even understanding, not even contemplating on it, and even if we do know it, we turn a blind eye towards it. This is dhulm in itself. This is a big jurm. This is a big crime. That when you know what the Quran is saying, and then you're still going against it. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the love of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala embed the Quran in our hearts and make us a people of the Quran. Ya Allah, you know, we ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us a people of the Quran, make us understand the Quran, make the Quran as our guide. Allah, let us walk in the light of the Quran. Ya Allah, let us make our decisions according to the Quran. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. You know, this is a very blessed night. Try to utilize this in ibadat. Ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Quran we have heard, we need to try and maintain that. And ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because our hearts are dark with sin. You know, the Quran is the light. When the light comes, what happens? The darkness goes. So let this Quran be the light for us, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk, wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Brother requested, inshallah, food will be served outside, inshallah. Make your way outside, inshallah. And sit under the sun. I think Khidmat brothers will be waiting, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan.